You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca. Right now, use promo code SPORTS20. That's promo code SPORTS20 to get a free $20 bet at PlayAlberta.ca.
When a lot of people think of the 80s orders, they always think of the great players, of course, but Wayne was very passionate when he introduced Lee as his candidate this year. Can you talk about, just maybe for people who weren't in that room, just how important Lee Foglin was to your group?
Well, like you just mentioned, great players, but great players don't win championships. Great teams do. And you can have a room full of Wayne Gretzky's. You are not going to win a Stanley Cup. You need one Wayne Gretzky for sure. You need one Mark Messier, one Kevin Yari, myself, Glenn, Fierzy, all the Hall of Famers off that team. But every single guy on that team was important, from the Semenkos to the Hunters, the Donnie Jackson, Randy Greggs, Charlie Huddies, and, of course, Lee Foglin. Lee was just that that stellar, consistent pillar that was just there. His game never was, and I say this respectfully, never was first-star material, but his game was never bad either. It was always the same, and he led by example. He drove us to be better night in and night out. And if you're a quiet kid, which I was back then, Kevin, you know, we were kind of doing our thing, but you always kept your eye open on what Lee was doing, whether it be his preparation for the game, whether it be his one-on-ones in practice. I mean, his competitiveness was, I'll put that up against anybody's, and that's how you win championships.
Listening to him today, you can tell he's very honored, he's humble, but even it's hard for him to talk about himself. He always was about the team, complimenting all the other guys, and you guys talked about how important he was just to your development as young men at that time, and every now and then he would give you that nice piece of advice, and he tried to downplay it today. What were some of the things that Lee said that helped you guys grow as people, not necessarily just players?
Well, two things. It'd be great to talk about themselves. That's for you guys to do. And Lee is just a very humble person, great family man. And, he was just, I could tell you some stuff. I can't tell you because it's not funny. It just wasn't good when he got traded and stuff like that. But Lee, to me, was the absolute mentor. I'd been to his house, had dinner with his wife, and just knew the right things to say at the right time, whether it be being up 4-0 going into the third period against the New York Islanders. We're all yelling, got to do this, got to do that, got to watch your guy. Foggy just kind of stood up and said, hey, everybody go out there and just do their jobs. Let's win a period and win a championship. And that was pretty calming. You know, and they got Pat LaFontaine scored 2 quick goals that game to make it 4-2. You talk about a team's shrinkers to tighten up, but Foggy was always that calming influence for us. And just do your jobs. Everybody do their bit. I'll do my bit, and we'll be okay. And that's the honest to God truth.
You told the story about him getting a coat hanger and popping off the cap on his tooth in the room because it was bugging him.
By himself. He didn't call a trainer. Like, just toughness. I said to him in the morning, I said, what the hell's wrong with your face? He goes, Coffer, come here. And he says, look, I go, holy shit. He took the hanger apart and pried it off. 2 or 3 in the morning. Garden City Hotel, New York.
That toughness was something that resonated with him. You know, Yari talked about the shot blocks and guys knowing their role. He really seemed to appreciate and respect his role on the team and know that, hey, I got to be the best at what I do.
Well, workers put the work boots on every day. They don't ask questions. And, you know, somebody asked a question to Smitty earlier about how do you get your work ethic? Well, how we all got our work ethic, I think, and same in your gig, the harder you work, the better you get, the more fun it becomes. It just does. For you guys, you do all your research. It's easy. The game is great. And for us, the harder we work, the better it became. It's not that way with everybody because at some point you have to have talent. But Lee was just a consummate pro. He used to stretch before a game, like honest to God. 45 minutes. I'd be exhausted watching. He'd be sweating. I'm like, this was my stretch, like all of us right back then. But he was, his preparation just rubbed off on us all.
You talked about obviously the tragedy in Lee's life to lose his son, which no one would ever want to have. And I know that really resonated with your group and the closeness of that team. Like, I've seen a lot of, you know, Mark Messier, Glenn Anderson, all your guys' induction. This one just seems a little different for you Hall of Famers to see Lee getting honored finally?
Well, let's make no mistake. Not having Mark and Wayne and Glenn and Fierza here is not ideal, but everybody's lives are busy. That's not the same without them, because we had such a close group. But like I said, everybody's lives are busy. But, you know, having Wayne on the committee, and I wouldn't say stepping up, but really putting Lee's name forward, because he deserves to be here. You know, you look at John talked a little bit earlier about the captaincy. I mean, Lee knew one day we were going to win the cup. So a lot of selfish guys might say, I want to be the first guy carrying that cup. But Lee said, no, this is Wayne's team. It's Wayne's time. And I'm going to give him the C. No questions asked. Like somebody asked me, what was it like? I don't even remember. I don't even remember being a big deal. We just came in the next day. Wayne had the C on his sweater. Fogey didn't change his game. Didn't change his mindset. He was still our fearless leader. And for me personally, like, so I was 18, 19. I don't know what Fogey is now, 67. So 6 or 7 years difference. Like, he was an old guy, still playing. I'm like, how the heck can he still be playing? But you watch his work ethic and his professionalism day in and day out, practice, everything. It's, you knew what?
You mentioned the trade for Lee, and I know Mark Messier told a story once how seeing that trade really gutted your team, but it was almost kind of the first eye-opening experience of the business side of hockey.
Good for Mark. So I sat beside Fogey for 6 years, and you know everybody's routine. So I remember we were playing, I believe, Minnesota that night. Correct me if I'm wrong on that, doesn't matter. And the clock is 10:23, which is usually when Fogey's putting his shoulder pads on and I'm getting dressed. I look over, where the hell's Fogey? So I go in and ask Barry Stafford, where's Fogey? He says, in the back room. So I go in there, he's sitting on a Gatorade bucket and he's crying. John's got truth. So I said, Fogey, what's going on? How's Carol? The boys all right? He goes, coffer, quote unquote. They traded me. So right then, I said, these guys, I said, if they can do it to him, they can do it to us all. And all Lee wanted to do was retire an Edmonton Oiler, period. Full sentence stop. Anyway, it opened all our eyes up, but it is a business.
And I know you didn't play with him, but you watched him. You played against him later in your career. Ryan Smith played in a time where, you know, it was a little bit of a transition period for the Oilers. Obviously, there's the no salary cap in those early 2000s teams, and they were, you know, $40 million less than the other ones. But he was a player who, from that era, not in skill level, but he was like the Gretzky for Oilers fans of that era. Kind of talk about, you know, your impressions of Smith and him getting the honor.
Well, listen, Ryan was a hybrid. You know, he said earlier the Gretzky was idle. He wanted to be like him. I was snickering to myself. The only thing between you and Gretzky is a Titan stick. I'm kidding, right?
Yeah.
But Ryan had it all. Ryan has done everything to this organization and the sport of hockey, except win a Stanley Cup, and that's not from lack of effort. Nobody worked harder than Smitty. And like I was saying earlier, you know, as a former Oiler, you know, I retired in 2001, and you're kind of watching hockey, but you're not because you're busy. You got your kids. But always drew me back to watching the way he played. And Dougie Waite, Billy Guerin. I mean, those guys were great teams in those series against Dallas. And it was incredible watching the way they played. And when Curtis Joseph came in. And, you know, Ryan's a consummate pro. And he's doing right now what he should be doing, which is coaching his kids. I should have brought that up, but I didn't. And that's exactly what I did. I retired. I didn't know what I wanted to do. I just knew what I didn't want to do. I wanted to raise my kids. I didn't want to be away from them. Ryan's doing that. And, you know, when he's done all that, if he feels the need to get back into an organization, I'm sure the arms here will be wide open for him.